Scott Reese from KTVU, Fox 2 Sports is here. First off, what's your prediction for the Sharks playoff series? Series is 1-1 as we're heading into game 3 tonight in Colorado against the Avalanche. Is this going to be another game 7 victory in overtime? What do you got, buddy?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, game 2 sort of perplexed me because, you know, the Sharks are a better team. This is a much different, and at least on paper, it's a less challenging series than Vegas. And when they came out and took care of business in game 1, I thought, okay, you know, the Sharks are going to impose their will, and this is not going to be a long series. And maybe that was fool's gold because they come out in game 2, and they didn't play great. There was not a lot of energy. And, you know, Colorado stole one, and all of a sudden you look up, and not only is it 1-1, but now the Avs have home ice advantage going forward. So it's tough. I'm not a big prediction guy, but my feel for the series changed a little bit. You know, you never really know what you're going to get until your team goes on the road. So I think after tonight, we'll have a much better idea of what we're looking at.
What are the keys to victory for the Sharks tonight on the road?
Going on the road in the playoffs, number one is you always have to withstand, you know, the early emotion, right? And you know that the fans are going to be rocking.
Sure.
Colorado's going to come out with a ton of energy.
Of course.
So the Sharks have to sort of withstand that first initial wave, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or what. And if you've watched Sharks playoffs in March in the regular season and certainly into April in the playoffs, you know how important and how detrimental the first 5 minutes have been in a lot of these games. So I think for me, that's key number one big time, is to withstand that initial surge. And number two is always defense and goaltending, you know, and they're tied together. If Martin Jones plays well, and he played really well in game 1, and he played pretty well in game 2, I don't hang that on him, they've got a real good chance to win. And if he doesn't, then we've seen what happens on that end too.
As a sports reporter, do you root for teams, or do you have to stay completely 100% non-biased?
Oh, I wish that were the case. But as a human sports reporter, I'm rooting for teams. And you know, it varies team to team, the emotional attachment. I root for all the Bay Area teams, you know, because it's good for us, it's good for business, it's good for local fans. But there is variance. For me, the Sharks are at the top of the list. You know, I hosted their pre- and post-game shows for 5 years with Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah, you did.
I was so tied to the team that now it's I feel a part of the journey, and I want them to win this cup as much as anybody.
Okay, last question. Are you a Dodger fan? I know where you're from.
I am a Giants and A's fan.
Yeah, buddy! Scott Reese from KTVU, Fox 2 Sports. Appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much, dude.
All right, Joe. You got it. No problem, man.